You were holding daf kuf test on Mir Aleph. Okay, the last Gemara just was, the last two lines were on Meisrei. If somebody says, Bayis bebeiti ani meich lechom, I'm selling you one of my houses, and then v'nofal, one house fell down. The locker is the Marva Neufi, let us show the lakeach, the house that fell down. This evening you said, Bayis bebeiti does not mean the best house. And before the sugi was saying, when somebody says, Bayis bebeiti means the best. Another question it says here, Eved bi avoda ani meich lechom, I'm selling you one of my avodim. O meis, and one of your avodim die, so Mareyu meis, you let us show him, you let us show the lakeach, the one that died. Now the question atop the Kuftes and Rawls. V'yamai, why do we say this? V'chuli, next day we should look, hey, din nofal. Rashad Girsa, next day, hey, nofal, let's see which house fell down. Or else, hey, din meis, which one died? In other words, if the best house fell down, then Lakech loses out. If the best ever died, then Lakech loses out. But if it's not the best one, so then why could the Meicher tell Lakech, this is the one I meant to sell you? Before we said in the Sefer Shloshim, it means the best you have. So my answer is, Shana Lakeach, I tell you, when you're buying something with when the Lakeach is being mighty, taken away from the Muchzik, then the swear is the Yad Balas Ta'ala Tachtainam. That this Lakeach, the one that bought it, his hands is on the low. Therefore, the Meicher has the upper hand, the Meicher is the Muchzik in the house or in the Yevid. He has the right to say which one I meant to sell you. Mashenke and Behedish, where you're being Makdashit, there's no mighty. The other story is you meant to be Makdash, the best one. The Mor says, if so, hash to the Asan Hochi, now to come on to this Svara, Afilu Teim Aliyah, the Griya, even if you want to say the Svara before, when the person says, I'll sell you one of my houses. So first the question was, Behegdish, we say it means the best. And then we had a Tzat to say it only means the attic. So we changed it around, no, it meant the best house. So now, according to this, you don't have to change around and say it means the best house. But you said the Svara is, even if it means the worst house, just the attic, still the story is Yad Balashtala al Tachtoinam. When you're buying something, your hand is on the low because you're being mighty. Even though the Hegdish, when you're being Makdish, you mean the best, but over here, where you're being mighty, when Makher is being mighty, here we say his Yad is al Tachtoinam. Now the Mishnah says, Hare Yolai Oilo. Somebody says he has a chiv upon himself to bring a korban. Oilo, Hare Yolai Oilo, his Yakuvena by Migdish. He has to bring it in the base of Migdish in Yerushalayim. Let's say he brings the korban in Beis Chonyoy, is lo yotze, he's not mekayim his neder. A stam korban means to be brought in the Beis Mikdash, non Beis Chonyoy. Chonyoy, we'll see later in the Gemara, that was the son of Shimon HaTzadik, and when he was niftam, it's a machloikis, he went to build his own Beis Mikdash in Yerushalayim, in Mitzrayim. It's a machloikis where they did it l'shem Shemayim, l'shem Avodah Zarah. But even if it was done l'shem Shemayim, still the mice, whoever brings a korban there, is over the Yisra of Shchut Echutz. So therefore, if you manadot bring a korban Eilu, min astam you mean in the base of Migdash, so if you bring it in base Chonav in Mitzrayim, you're not mekayim your neder. What's going to be if somebody says, l'chatchila she'akrivenu b'beis Chonav, I'm making my neder, that I want to bring this korban in the base of Migdash of Beis Chonav, that was made in Mitzrayim, so ya'akrivenu b'migdash, still the Lachrit is supposed to bring it in the base of Migdash. Since he said, Harei Ala Oilam, the only way you Mekayim Yechayv is in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Yemigriva of Beis Chonyuv, if you bring this korban in the Beis Chonyuv, the way you made your neder, is Taka Yotza. Lamaisa, you Yotza, your neder. Even though Lamaisa, you're over in Yisra Shchut Echutz, by having it brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, but our Korponim, still you Yotza, your neder. The Bishimna, Rabbi Shimon says, Ain's Oilam, no, you're not going to it's not called a korban Oilam at all. Like your neder wasn't a good neder in the first place. Since you made the neder clearly, I'm enough to bring in a Beis Chonov, and you have no chiv, you can't bring a korban there, therefore amaisa the neder, the oil is not chal at all. What's going to be now if somebody says, Hareini Nozir, I want to become a Nozir, so Yigalach B'Migdash, he has the mitzvah Yuluach, when he gets finished his Naziris, he has to shave off all his hair, that has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. He has to be finished his days of the Naziris. And then he brings his korbanos there. So, the im gilach beis chonyuv, let's say he takes his haircut in beis chonyuv, so lo yotzi, now mekayim your mitzvah. Since you made a stam neder, a stam nezirus, you have to do it, your korbanos under the kalachas, in the beis mikdash, not in beis chonyuv. What's going to be in the chatchilu when you made your neder, you said clearly, shagalech beis chonyuv, I want to become a nazir, I'm an astor, I'll bring my
the my haircut should be taken in Beis Chonyov. So Tanakam holds again, Yigaleich Bamigdash. Still, the Chatzilu the haircut should be done in the Beis Hamigdash. But the Gilus the Beis Chonyov Yotzo. But the Yevad, if you do it in Beis Chonyov, the way you made your neder, you did a kaim your neder. However, again, Rabbi Shimon says, Ein zen nozir, no, the nozirus is not chal. Since you said a nozir, nozirus, to make it in Beis Chonyov, that's not a mitzvah. So no, it's not the way to make the neder, but chal, the nozirus is not chal. Now the Gemara says, Yotzo, how could you say if you bring a korban oilo in Beis Chonyov, where you made your neder to bring in the Beis Chonyov, where you bring it there? You yotzi your neder, and have him in the rizzi, yotzi it in korban also. I have a mikta kotla, whoever does it is chayiv misa. He's over there, very shkute chutz. So how could you say yotzo? Somer of Hamnuna, nase koimer, harei alai oilo, al menas, shlo yizchayim bachar yusa. It's like you set apart, you made a neder, you'll have a chiyuv to bring a korban oilo, but with no achrayis, if anything goes wrong, I don't have to bring another one. It's like here also, the mice, if you bring this oilo in Beis Chonyov, the mice, like you're supposed to be, have a chiyuv chorus for that, but you don't have any achrayis to bring another one. So that's the pshat that yotzi dechavosai. Meaning to say, you have no achrayis, you have no chiyuv to bring another one. Omalei Robus said, back elamayatif, so that's the pshat over here by the korban oilo. Sefer, what are you doing in the Sefer, the Mishnah, about this Nazir? To Tony, what says in the Sefer? Hareini, Nazir, I want to become a Nazir. Shagalech, the Beis Chonyov. That should be able to take my hekkar in the Beis Chonyov. Loch, he is galech, the Migdosh. Still, he's supposed to take his hekkar in the Beis Midish to Chachila. That's the Mitzvah of a Nazir. But it says clearly in the Mishnah, Vim Gilech, the Beis Chonyov. Let's say this Nazir takes his hekkar in Beis Chonyov, and that Beis Midish that Chonyov built outside in Mitzrayim. Yotza, it says he is Yotza. The question is, how was the Yotz's his Nazirus over here? His Hochinam here also, the Nasa Kaima Reni Nazir, Al Manash La Yishai Biachrayis, Korbanoisov. You want to tell me that if he made himself to be a Nazir, Al Manash with the condition he's not Mechayiv with the Achrayis, and the side doesn't bring the Korban, he doesn't have a Chiv to bring another Korban, how could that be? Or the Kuru took his haircut and he brought his Korbanis in Beis Chonyov. So he was not Mechayim with the Mitzvah of the Korbanis. So what do you want to say? As if you don't have to be Mekayimit. If so, Nazir, Lemaisa, this person was a Nazir. And the law of a Nazir is, Kama de Lemaisa Korbanos. So if Kozman did not bring us Korbanos, Lemaschasher, he has no heptit, he coached him to come to the Beis Hamikdash. So this Nazir, how would he ever become kosher? Even if you want to say, as if he made it tonight, he has no Achiev Achrayis, but Lemaisa, he wasn't Mekayimit Chayu of the Nazir. So if so, how does he become kosher? Gemarin says, Ella rather on my robber. Robber says like this. Odom zela durin eschavin. This person, when he first made his neder for oila, he did not really mean to bring a korban oila. He only meant to bring a present. That's all. Rashi b'lechal aleh Hashem ol enechlam is not chal lemaisa chiyav oila. Therefore, even if you bring in a beis chonov, for the effort you yotza. Omri said like this. He sagged the beis chonov terachna. If I could do it in beis chonov, very good, I'll bring it. But I can't be machai myself to do more, to go further than merits. I can't go further. Rashi says, "Tefelah mitzinul esturuyeh baruchad merits Yisrael." Aymed, he was very far from merits Yisrael. The korb lechun, he was near chunyah. Vali b'de rava lemachai mishum shchut echutz. And according to Rava, he is not chai mishum shchut echutz in such a case, because he never meant to make it into a korban. He only meant to bring for present in Beis Chonyov, and never meant to be Makdash to bring it in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Chalav, the Kedush is not Chal. So Nozir Nam, the same thing by Nozir also. High guy with this person, Letzurei Nashikom Mechavin, he only meant to give some pain to himself, not to really be Chal Yisurei Nazirus upon him, but just to give himself some pain to refrain from drinking wine. Omri said like this, Yisag Beis Chonyov, if I could be Yotze, my Nazirus, my Kabonis, and my Mitzvah Tikalachas, in this Beis Hamikdash, in Chonyov, Terachna, then I'll become a Nazir. But Feilah, Mesimlas, Terurei, but if I can't be Yotze, my Mitzvahs, in Beis Chonyov, I never meant to make myself into a real Nazir. So the Chepchil, the Nazirus, was never Chal, that's Pshan HaMishnah, that's why it says Yotze. The Rav Hamnuna Amavuna says like this, Rav Hamnuna Amaloch, Nazir Kre Amrit. Nozir is like he's saying, that never meant we'll become a Nozir on the side, he can't bring us Kabonis in Beis Chonyov, so it's never Chalad Nazirus. But Oila, it's like this. Amanash leyeschayim b'achriusa kamar. By korbanel, it wasn't stam a derin, it was stak a korban, but he meant to bring it only with no chiyav achrayis. So once it's killed, even though they killed it in Beis Chonov, they made a shechita there, he has no chiyav to bring another one. That's why the Yetzer is neder. The Mara says now, v'af Reb Yechanin sovelo l'hodim v'amnuna. Even Reb Yechanin also agrees to this teretz over v'amnuna. The Yomar Rabba bar Bachona, Omer Reb Yechanin, if somebody says, Arei Yelai Oilom, Havachit v'in korban Oilom, Shak v'ven v'beis Chonov, Shabin v'beis Chonov, v'ikri v'beretz Yisrael, and instead they bring an eretz on the base of Midish as Yotza. But the Yonish chorus, he has the Chiyav chorus. So the Pshat was the Chiyav chorus, he was for Shkut Echutz. In other words, again, he said a rail or to bring in the Beis Chonov, and then he brought in Eretz Yisrael, but not in the Beis Hamikdash, not in Yerushalayim. He stand brought in Eretz Yisrael. So it's called his Yotz, his Neder. Why? Because when he said Beis Chonov, it was not really Kriyas Mokim. He only meant to say, whatever I do with it, I'm not Mechayim B'Achriyusay. So whatever I do with it, Mechayim is Neder. But then the Chanami, Lemaitza, the Kedusha was calling it, and therefore since the Shechita was done outside the Beis Hamikdash, even in Eretz Yisrael, still Yechayev chorus. Tani nam hech, we'll learn like this also. Hereya la ula. Someone says they have a chit to bring a korban ula. Shak rivena by midbar. But he speaks like clearly, he wants to be able to bring it in the midbar. And the grieve will be able to yad, and he brings it on the other side of the yad, and again, not on the base of Middash. Says in Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim. The same thing. Yotza, lemaitzes, yotzes, nedem. Because he meant to mechayiv himself to bring this korban without a chrayis. So whatever is done to it, he's mechayim his nedem. But lemaitze, the yonish chorus, still is chayiv chorus. Because lemaitze, he was makdashit, so therefore this considered a shkutei chutz. Therefore, it's chayiv chorus for the aveira of shkutei chutz. Here, the Mishnah says what hakahanim sheshimshu bebeis chunuf. The kahanim that did the avoid in this beis chunuf. We'll see on the beis what exactly, but it was that's the bayis that they built in Mitzrayim. So thirdly, shamshu b'migdash sheb Yerushalayim. They should not do the avoid in the beis hamigdash in Yerushalayim. The ain tzarich lemer for sure. Lidover achav, that if a kohen did an avodah by the base avodah zoro, then for sure he cannot do the avodah later in the base hamikdash. Yeah, and shenema right, the pasuk says, Melachim achla yalo kahane yabomis mizbeach Hashem Yerushalayim, that the kahanim that did the avodah in the bomis mash Hashem avodah zoro, they should not be kahanim in the base hamikdash in Yerushalayim, ki mochlu matzos bekerav achayim. The only thing they could do is they could eat kachim, that they could. Because the loch is, harayim u kabali mum, and have a loch like a bal mum. So Rashi says it means that hachokim v'yechlam kachim, they could take a portion and eat the kachim, but they can't do the avodah. Therefore, hachokim v'yechlam, but v'leim agrivim. They could take a portion, but the avodah they can't do. The other one says, Om Rav Yudam, kayin sheshokha lavodis kechavim. A kohen that first worshipped was Shem Avodah Zarah, and Rashi says, and then v'sher, then the kohen did tshuva. So korban yirech nichayich. If he does the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash now, after he did tshuva in Echnami, it's called yirech nichayich. Mashma, it's okay. That's all right. Om Rav Yitzchok Bar Rav Dimi, my crow is the pasuk for this. The pasuk says, Yana sheyishoshu oisom lefnegu lehem roy lebeis Yisrael lemichshel oven. Okay, Nesaisi Yidei Alehim Nur Mashem Olakim V'Nosur Avoinim. Yeah, there was Yana Sheishos Voisom, they worshipped the Avoy Dezora. And then it says that Nur Mashem Olakim V'Nosur Avoinim, Hashem might forgave them. Oksiv Basroi V'lo Yigosh V'Olai L'Koyin Li. So therefore it's like this, Lo Yigosh V'Olai L'Koyin Li, that once they did the Avoy L'Shem Avoy Dezora, so they can't worship for Hashem, they can't be a kohen. So that's like this. Yovet shiris in. Only if the kohen did an avodah for the avodah zorah, then he can't be over the korban, like the Mishnah says, he can't be over the korban even if he did tshuva. But here what the Brice of Yudim means to say, here he says the Chiddush that kohen sheshochat avodah zechavim. All the kohen did, we just made a shchita l'shem avodah zorah. But he did not do a shiris. As we hold that, Shchita lav shirasu. Shchita is not called an avodah. Since the shchita is kosher bizarre, therefore it's not called a shiras. So therefore, if the kohen only shecht l'shem avodah zorah, even though it's a terrible chet, he chayiv misa for that, but if he does tshuva, so then later he could do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. And that our Mishnah says that once the kohanim worship l'shem avodah zorah, they can't do a bringing korban anymore, that's what they did a shiras. If they did a zrika, or Akhtara, but just the Kabbalah Saddam, but if they just made a Shechita, we hold Shechita Lava Avodah, therefore if he does Tshuva, he's still kosher to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara says, Itmar, not like this. What's going to be Shogag Vezrika? Rashi says, Zorah Gedam Lavodah Kechavim B'Shogag. A Kohen was bringing the Korban Hashem Avodah Zorah. So our Mishnah says he can't be over in the Beis HaMikdash. What's going to be if he did a B'Shogag by mistake? Well, she says, the hash to over the Shiras, El Shashogag, by Medish, did a B'Shogag, he didn't realize it. He didn't do the Mazit. Because maybe within the Mishnah is only the Mazit, not B'Shogag. That's the Shiloh. Itma Yeshogag Bezrika. The Kohen was Shogag Bezrika, Hashem Avoy de Zorah. So Rav Nachman Noma Korbon Erech Nechoyach. If he does Tshuva like, and afterwards he brings the regular Korbin in the base of Midish, it's Taka Kosha. The Mishnah is talking about the Mazit, not B'Shogag. Rav Shesha Soma no, ain't Kabon Erech Nechoyach no. Since he did a Shivas Hashem Avoy de Zorah, even though it's B'Shogag, still he's not fit to be a Kohen. He can't do the Avoid in the base of Midish. Therefore, ain't Kabon Erech Nechoyach. Some of Rav Shesha says, how do I know this? Even B'Shogag, it's Kabon is not kosher. The Pasuk says, for ho yulu beis Yisrael lemichshol oven. Says that these Kohanim that worship the Avoid of Zorah, so now they're a Michshel Oven. My love doesn't mean to say, Oy Michshel Oy Oven. Either, with either one that the Kohanim did, they're not fit to be Ovid in the Beis Hamikdash. So Michshel Shogeg, the Yovin made it. So possibly mean to say, even though the Kohen only worshipped the Avodah Zorah, B'Shogeg, still, he's not fit anymore to be Ovid Hashem anymore. That's what Sheshis is right, even B'Shogeg, he's possible. Rav Nachman Amanah, Rav Nachman, Michshal the Yovin, the Pasuk means one thing. Michshal does not mean Shogeg here. Michshal just means a trap. The trap was that they worshipped the Avodah Zorah to Mazid. So on that, they're not fit to be a Kohen. But if they only were Ovid B'Shogeg, could be they're still fit to do the Avodah. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, will I have my proof to say that B'Shogeg, Taka, they're still kosher? Yeah, what does Nachman swear, right? The Nachman is the one that said, you come on a Kohen. How does he know I mean the law? The Tanya we learned. The Pasuk says, V'chiper ha-Kohen al ha-Nefesh ha-Shagegis b'chato. So the Kohen came in a chapa and a chet was done b'shagig. So b'shkogo, what does the Pasuk mean to say b'shkogo? B'chato b'shkogo. Lama comes to teach us, she-Kohen mischapa de-atzmai. So the Kohen could bring his own Kohen to a mechapa and a chet that he did. As she says, Bechato Bishkogo, Mashma Filo Nefesh Koyin, Bechato Bishkogo, Yokum Alkav Korbona, like Rivoy, Alatzmai. Even if a Koyin did his own Avera, Bishogeg, he could give him a Korbin. As she says, Vehi Pashosom, the Avera's Kachovim, we're talking about Avera's Kachovim over here. Because I said the Pasuk of the Chisisko, Vele Sasso, so Avera's Kachovim, Shas Kula Knecha Kolotar Kula. So kids, the Pasuk is talking about a Koyin, he could bring his own Korbin if he did the Chet of Avera Zara. So, Zemora says, B'mai, what did he do with the chet? Ilema b'shchita, that the Kohen shecht l'shem avoy dezoro. If so, then, ma'i r'shogeg afilu mezer nami. Why only if he did a shogeg, even if he did the chet b'mezer also? We said that shchit is not called the shirus, he's still fit to be kosher. Yeah. Rashi says, B'mai his polach, avoyez kechavim, yitzchor krol e'achshur liver b'mikdash. Like, what is the Pasuk talking about teaching us a Chiddush here that he could do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? Samar says, if you do a Shechita, Pshita, El Alav Dizrika, Chos Mashma, that this Kohen made his Rika L'Shem Avodah Zarah, but since he only did a B'Shogeg, he could bring his own Korban. So you see, the Kohen is still fit to bring a Korban, even though he did a Chet B'Shogeg. It's right to Rav Nachman. For Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes says, no, Rav Sheshes Amaloch, L'Yerlam could be B'Shechita, Uvamezit. That the Chiddush here is the Kohen did a Shechit L'Shem Avodah Zorah and did a B'Mezid. He learned on B'Shechit here of a B'Mezid L'Nasa Mishoros Avodah Zechotim. Yeah, and the reason why it's Mutter, because he did not do a Sheiros to the Avodah Zorah. A Shechit is not called a Sheiros. A Shechit in the case where he did a Sheiros, where he was over the Avodah Zorah with a Sheiros, could be that he's not fit to being a Korban. Yeah, that's what Rosh Hashanah learns. Zemar says now,
Rav Yosla Tamar, they both go according to their Talmud, Rav Nachman and Sheshis. The Itma we learned, Hezid b'shchita. What's going to be if a Kayin made a shchita l'shem of the Zorah? B'mezid. Rav Nachman Noma Karbon Erech Nechayich. If he brings a Korban right now, it's a good Korban. It's not called a Shiras. Rav Sheshis Somar, Ein Karbon Erech Nechayich. Rav Sheshis says no, his Korban is not called a good Korban. What's the Machlekis? Rav Nachman Noma Karbon Erech Nechayich L'yovet Shiras. The Kohen only did a Shechita. Shechita is not called a Shiras. Therefore, he's still fit to be a Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash. Rashesh Yisrael no, Ein Karbon Erech Nechayach. If he brings a Korban now, that Korban is not kosher. Why? Na'aseh Mishareth Avodas Kechavim. It's as if he did a Shiras to Shem Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, V'od Amin L'yeh B'Shechita L'Nifsel Mokul L'Rashesh B'Shegeh. That we brought a proof before that B'Shegeh, you don't become possible. Shereshesh Yisrael, that's only B'Shegeh. But if the Kohen does it, B'Meizid and Echnami, then the Meizid becomes possible. Omer Rav Nachman, Minua Minula, where's my proof to say no that the Kohen is still kosher? Even though the Rishchita B'Meizid still is not called the Shiras, he's still kosher. Minua Minula, the Tani, one like this. Kohen She'ovet Avodas Kechavim. A Kohen that worshipped Avodah Zarah, V'Shev, and then he does Tshuva. So, Korban Reich Nechayich. It says if he brings a Korban, it's a kosher Korban. So, B'Meizid, what are we talking about? The Kohen first did the Chet B'Shoigeg. If so, my B'Shov, what does B'Shov mean? Shov V'Yomidu. Like, what do you mean he did Tshuva now? Like, it was never really a Chet. If he only did a B'Shoigeg, so like, as soon as he finds out about it, it's an automatic shave. That's called Shov V'Yomidu. Like, automatically the Chur is doing a Tshuva. So what's the Chiddush of Shave over here? Then, the Pshita B'Mezit. Chur is talking about the Kohen did the Avodah Zarah B'Mezit. And so it says if it does tshuva, it's okay. Now, vi bezrikam, if the Kohen did the Avodah Zarah bezrikam, ki shev my heavy. What do I care if he does tshuva, ha yavod le shiris? Now, was the passage before Yom Yecheskel that the Kohen that in our Mishnah says, a Kohen that worships the Avodah Zarah is not fit to be a Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash. So if he did a shiris as a rika for Avodah Zarah, shita is possible. El Allah b'shchita. Plus the Talmud here, we did a b'shchita. Bryce Gold, we did a b'shchita. Still, even though we did a b'shchita b'mezid, since it's not called a shiris, when he does tshuva later, he's fit to be a korban, to be a kohen, even the Beis Hamikdash. That's the writer of Nachman. We have sheishes, and sheishes says no. Sheishes amalach liyelom b'shegi. Talmud here, he did the avodah, he worshipped the avodah zara b'shegi. I the question, what do you mean b'shev is an automatic tshuva? Rochi kama. In shave me ikroi, tichiyovet b'shogeg, ovet karbonoi, reich lichayach, let me to say. In shave me ikroi means to say that at the beginning, he only did the chet b'shogeg, so then when he brings his korban, it's good. The imlav, meaning to say at the beginning, it was not done b'shogeg, but at the beginning it was done b'mezid, even though it's only a shchita done b'mezid, Hashem avoy dezara, and the locha is, ein karbono reich lichayach, no. And since this Kohen worshipped Avodah Zarah the Mezid, even though it's not a Shiras, still it becomes possible he cannot do an Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash anymore. So here's that's the Machlokes of Nachman Rosheshes. Yeah. Now, what's going to be Hishtachev Avodah Zarah? Let's say a Kohen bowed down to Avodah Zarah. Not that he brought a Korban, but just that he was Hishtachev, he bowed down to Avodah Zarah. So if Nachman Nomar Karbon Erech Nechayach, if this Kohen does tshuva later, he could bring a Korban, he's still fit to be a Kohen. Rav Sheshes Samar no, Ein Karbon Erech Nechayach, no, his Kohen's not fit anymore. Since he was Mishtachev El Avodah Zarah, his Korban is not called Erech Nechayach. What's going to be Hoide El Avodah Kechavim? Let's say this Kohen was Moide. Like he did it in Avodah, he was Moide for Avodah Zarah. In his thought, Rashi says, Omar Lo, Eliyata. The guy says, you're my God. He says, Kohen first was Makabal, that Avodah Zarah to be his God. He says, over the East, Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Hoidah was Chavim. So again, Rav Nachman Noma Karbonoi Rech Nechayich. If the Kohen does Tshuva, so his Korban he brings later is still Kasha. Rav Sheshes Amar again now, and Karbonoi Rech Nechayich. It's good to say Machlokes. If a Kohen does any Chet of Avodah Zarah, B'mezid, according to Rav Sheshes, he's not fit to be a korban in the base, bring a korban in the base of Migdash. So, this is a tzricha. We need all these three machlekes in between Rosh Hashanah
and of Nachman. The Yashmin and Hachkamai, so we just heard the first case. Rashi says, Shogag Bizriko, Fihi Kramer Rashesis, Mishum Diyova Leshiris. They'll be over there. Rashi says he's possible, because he did Shiris. Even though Zen Beshegeg, but the Meister, the Kayan, did it Ashiris, he made his Rik Lashemah by the Zera, therefore he's possible. Avo Shchita Dloyova Leshiris, and the Mordon of Nachman. But if the Kayan only made a Shchita Lashemah by the Zera, since the Shchita is not called an Ashiris, maybe even the Meis doesn't become possible. Kamashmon, yes. If the Kohen makes a Shechita, the Meis L'Shem Avodah Zarah, he becomes possible to do the Avodah. Now, the Yashmin and Shechita would have just heard the Machlokes by a Shechita, Mishum Diyavid Lo Avodah. Because I call upon him, this Kohen didn't Avodah, he worshipped. It wasn't a Shirus, it wasn't like an Avodah Sakabonis that you need a Kohen, but after for him, but it was called an Avodah. I call upon him, he did an Avodah. Therefore, he's possible to do Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Abel Ishtachavot, but the Kohen just bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, to lay Yoved, lay Avodah, he didn't do any Avodah. Aim Eloi, maybe then he calls for Shesh, he doesn't become possible. Tzricha, that's a Kiddush now still. Since I call upon him, he was Mishtachavot, he bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, still becomes possible. Now, the Yeshmin in Ishtachavot, Mishum, the Yoved, lay Maisa. I call upon him, he bowed down, he did something. It's a Dovah Choshev, therefore it becomes possible to do Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Avel Hoido, from the case where the Kohen just accepted upon himself a God, or the Dibur B'Yamut, only the Dibur B'Yamut, so maybe then he would not become possible, does true related to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Tzricha, that's the Kiddush, yes, this Kohen is still possible. Kohen to Hashashash, whenever he did a Chet of Avodah Zorah B'Mezid, that's the Loch, he's possible. To the Avodah, it's possible to do bring a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash. Then the Mishnah says, "V'yin tzrich lema davaracher." Not only if a kohen worshipped the Beis Chulav, but even a kohen of a pshit, if he worshipped the Avodah Zarah, he can't do Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash anymore. Must know this. Need to come since the Mishnah says like a chiddush, like "V'yin tzrich lema davaracher." You don't have to tell me to worship the Avodah Zarah. So mechal to prove that our Mishnah holds the Beis Chulav lama avodah kavanu. That a kohen that worshipped in this Beis Chulav, that bias was not made the Shem Avodah Zarah. So that's the Chiddush. If you worship in Beis Chulav, still you're possible to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. And you ain't enough to tell me for sure if you worship the Avodah Zarah. You see, Beis Chulav is not called Avodah Zarah. The most is really, Tanya, we learned, command the Yom Beis Chulav, lava Avodah Chulav. There's also another Tana that holds like that. That this Beis Chulav was not done with Shem Avodah Zarah. The time you learn like this. What happened was, the time when Shimon HaTzadik, he was a Kohen Gadol, when Shimon HaTzadik was Nifta, when died, is Oma Lehen Shonezu Humeis. That he said over, we know this year he's going to die. We know Shimon HaTzadik is going to die this year. Omer Loi Minayin, they asked him, how do you know this? How do you know he's going to die this year? Rashi says, Oma Lehen means, how do you know? Omlem said back like this, that some Shimon HaTzadik said upon himself, Omlem, he said, this year I'm going to die. He asked him, how do you know? Is Omlem, call Yom Kippur, Nizdamanli, Zakan Echot. Every Yom Kippur, Shimon HaTzadik said, when he used to go into Lefnai and Lefnim on Yom Kippur, it was Nizdamanli, Zakan Echot. He used to see an older person there, Stam Zeliyu, another used to see there. Lovish Levonim, he was wearing white clothing. The Nisat of Levonim was wrapped around with white things. The Nichnasim, he used to come in with me to the Kodesh Kodoshim. The Yotzim, he would come out with me also. So that's how by says he knew he would live out that whole year. But Shonizu, Shimon HaTzadik said, this year, there's Damali Zaknechem, when I went in, I met an older person, a Zakin. Lava Shchem, this year is wearing black. The Nisat of Shchem is wrapped around with black. The Nichnasim, he went in with me, but the Yotzim, he didn't come out with me. That's what Shimon HaTzadik knew, that was the son he's going to die this year. That's what happened. Liachla Regel, after the Regel, Chola, he got sick. As after your Sukkis, he got sick, Shiva Shem for 7 days, Umeis, and then Shimon HaTzadik died. V'nimnu Ochev HaKhanim, Melevorach B'Shem, and the rest of the Khanim after that stopped saying a Brocha with place of the Shem HaMaferish. They didn't want to use anymore the Shem HaMaferish. Stop using Hashem's name. Now, Bishas Petirosa, when Shimon HaTzadik was Nifta, at that time, Omelem, he said to him, you should know, Chunev B'ni,
Yishamash Tachti, that my son Chunyev, he should be the Kohen Gadol after me. So what happened was, Nizkanu boy Shimi Achav. There was another brother there, another son he had, Shimi. Shaya Gadol imenu Shteshan Matzah. He was 2.5 years older than Chunyev. And he became jealous when he heard that his father said that the younger brother Chuni should be the Kohen Gadol. Is Omaloi. So Shimi said to his younger brother Chuni, like, come and I'll teach you the Seder Avodah, like he wanted to mix them up, Mestama. So what did Shimi do? Is he'll be shy, be unkugly. He dressed up his brother Chuni with unkugly, with a robe, Rashi says, made out of skin, for chogre bitzutzum, and he puts down like a girdle around him. And he'll meet the way to Mizbech. He put now Chuni wearing these clothing near the Mizbech. And normally him, Liyachav HaKanim. So Shimi said to the other Kanim over there,